Welcome back, you guys, to another episode of the Bull City Pioneers podcast. Tuning in to your two favorite Latinos. My name is Hector.
My name is Luis.
And today we have
Zach Kokas.
Zach Kokas,
what's up, man?
Appreciate you coming. Rising star.
Thank you, sir.
Raleigh, North Carolina.
RDU.
RDU, the triangle, you know what I'm saying? So today we bring home an artist from, you know, Raleigh to the Bull City. I don't know if you knew what I was trying to go to, but Zach Kokas. So who's Zach Kokas, bro? Who is he?
Who's Zach Kokas? I'm a 20-year-old college student that's making music, and I've been making music since high school. Well, really since like elementary school, but that's like some stuff no one wants to hear.
Okay.
Yeah, right? But
like xylophone stuff.
Yeah, like, on like musical typing on like GarageBand.
Yo, I remember that.
Yeah, really? Yeah, elementary school, because I was playing piano. Like, me and my brother grew up playing piano, so like I found out about Kanye, and then I was like, I tried to make a Love Lockdown remix. This is weird, man.
Bro, it didn't work out.
No, but I thought it was kind of tight, but like Cameron found it, my brother, and he was like clowning on me. So
I was like, shit. Bro. Okay, so let's do kind of like a background. Like, where are you from? You know, how did this rapping career start? Or artist career start?
I'm from, born and raised Raleigh, North Carolina. I lived here all my life. Let's see. So, as I said, like, my twin brother Cam, I don't know if y'all know about him, but Cam Kokas, super talented. I'm gonna force him to get his stuff out soon, so you'll hear about him soon. But we grew up playing piano, and he started writing his own songs. Like, this man at such a young age would write his own songs. Like, I couldn't do that, so I would like learn songs and pick them up and do it, but like I couldn't out of nowhere just write a song. So he kept doing piano, and I like kind of, you know, stopped doing piano, but he would keep making music, and so he put out this project, which is like embarrassing now, but he put out a project which was dope.
Yeah.
It was on like iTunes and whatever, and we were like high school, so it was a crazy thing for people, like, oh, he's on iTunes and stuff.
Yeah.
Bro. So yeah. So it was like, how do you do that? Like, because people never know it's how easy it is, like to just put music on like Spotify and whatever, but. So I just wanted to be a part of it. Like, he inspired me, and so I started rapping just because I loved hip hop growing up and rap, and so I just started picking that up. Of course, I wasn't like good at first. I was like, I didn't sound confident in my delivery. It was okay, but we just kept going and kept working together. So that's really how I got into it.
That's how you got into it.
That's good though that you got into it early though, because like that just means you just grew from it and gain that experience, you know? That's how I feel like every artist just start off with just really fucking early. And I know some people like try to get into it later and stuff, and it's just harder for them because, you know.
Definitely.
I mean,
it's fine,
but it's definitely way harder, you know? It's definitely an advantage, you know, being able to start it way earlier than, you know, starting it when you're like, you know, 25. That's like, fuck, you know, like most artists are younger, like. Most artists start dying down with all the hype about music, you know, usually when they're like over 40. So, you know, those 5 years are important, you know what I'm saying?
Not Jay-Z, though.
I was even feeling like, in high school, I was even like, damn, I should have started earlier. Like, I even had that feeling. Like, I was
really
like,
in high school?
Yeah, like, I was even like, oh, I should have done it earlier, but that was probably just being too critical.
So you did a freestyle. I forget the name of the show. You remember the show?
I don't remember.
Oh, so, Sway in the Morning, right?
Yeah, you did that recently. How was that experience, bro? Like, tell me about it.
So when I was out performing at South by Southwest, I got the chance to Sway's dude Rich Nice hit me up to perform at South by Southwest.
Oh,
so that was like a big thing. I was just like, shit, because I had like spring break plans or whatever, like I was gonna do some bullshit, but then I was like, no, like I'm gonna drop everything and go to Austin, Texas, get my little team together.
What's up, man?
And go to Austin. So that was crazy. I didn't even know if I would get to go on Sway. It's kind of loose, like,
yeah,
I'm kind of just going out there and just seeing what happens. Like, nothing was really planned. So
yeah.
Rich was like, we stayed in like a hostel. I don't know if you've ever stayed in a hostel before.
I think I've been there once, but it was with my school, so it wasn't that weird.
Yeah.
It must be awkward as fuck, right?
Well,
is it?
The good thing was the room was like, we had two bunks, so four beds, and I had four. It was me, Cam, Les, and Briscoe, photographer. So four people, and it was like we had to dress up.
Okay.
But it was just like funny being in a hostel. It was kind of dope, but it's like, it was a unique experience.
Right.
And, yeah, so I was up at, like, 5 in the morning waiting for Rich to text. I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, what's happening? He's like, come through to Sway in the Morning.
Oh.
At this place at 7 a.m. So I'm like,
flipping out.
I'm on, like, no sleep. I'm like, ah. And so we get the Uber when it comes time. And then I'm like, because I kind of need coffee now. Like, I'm at the point in my life. Where, like, I kind of have a coffee addiction. I don't know about y'all, but...
I know, so do I. It's definitely, especially when you have to wake up early.
Yeah.
Like, I
was drinking coffee last night at 12 in the morning.
Fuck. See, that's the coffee addiction right there, bro.
And, like, I routed us to a Starbucks. So I was like, just some coffee. And it was closed, so I was like, shit.
Damn.
So no coffee. I get to, like, get to go to Sway. And,
No Red Bull?
Nothing, bro.
Shit.
I don't know, I just had nothing, so I was just, like, running on
energy
from, like, being excited. So there was a couple performances and whatever, and then Rich called me up backstage, and I don't know if y'all know Dizzy Wright. Y'all know Dizzy Wright?
Yeah. I think I heard him.
This dude is, he's, like, a dope-ass rapper, more, like, underground, but he just came off the stage, and I was, like, I've been a fan of him, so I was, like, trying not to be weird or anything. Like,
right.
I didn't say anything to him.
You didn't want to be like a fanboy.
Yeah.
Right.
Everyone was asking him for pictures. I was like,
yeah.
Not me. Like, I'm not gonna do that.
You're like,
and so it ended up being like the freestyles, like the cipher.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I got to do that, and yeah, of course I was anxious, because I'm human. Like,
yeah.
I'm gonna be fucking anxious as hell. Like,
of course.
First time meeting Sway on a stage, and then I have to prove myself. To everyone and like streaming, and so it's like,
well, so you met him right then and there.
That was the first time I met him,
I
met him after,
dude.
Yeah, we talked after, so
that's
it's like,
crazy.
Yeah, so like,
yeah, so you just had anxiety
like,
stacked on top,
and I was like, let's go, like, let's do this. And as soon as I started rapping, I was like, fine, because just that's when I'm like most confident, you know,
yeah.
And I'm just like looking out. Not really looking at anyone, just like looking out, making sure I'm like my eyes are forward. But it was so cool, and that was awesome.
Your body language in the video too, like it showed that you were like confident.
Yeah.
Once you grab that mic, like that's
yeah,
a good thing too.
Yeah.
Like body language is everything, especially when you step on stage.
Oh my god!
You can't just be like standing in one spot. Really, you gotta just move around.
Interact, basically.
And, yeah.
You learn that from practice and from just experience, like because me and Cam would go to open mics, like I told y'all, like in Durham, hip hop open mics, and like downtown Raleigh at Noir nightclub and the bar in Durham. Which is slept on, like, going to open mics. Like, you should do that. You get...
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of rappers performing for each other, but it's, like, you're getting experience. You're performing. Like, the first time I performed, I was shaking and shit, like...
Really?
Yeah, quivering, and, like, my mouth, like, my words are coming out, like...
Bro,
So how long have you been performing?
Performing for maybe 2 years, maybe.
Oh, yeah, so you're well into it.
Yeah.
That's good though. But that is interesting though, because like you said, like doing that at open mic set. I've been to the bar several times, and like I've seen like just like the like how it goes down when they do those open mics, and most of the people there are like they might not have like a song. And this is like people, like you said, people bag on it because they're like, it's just open mic. Like, those are people who like other people don't really give a fuck.
Yeah, they're like,
it's like you can take away something out of anything.
Yeah. Like why are you doing this? You know, what's the reason you're getting into rap? You're getting into hip hop? Like, because if like you have a, I don't want to be biased, but if you have like a pretty good reason, you're gonna try to make it out to some of those. You're gonna try to, you know, just see what the culture's like and like perform and like just get yourself out there before you're trying to just hide, make a hit, and then come out of nowhere or whatever. Like, I don't know.
Right.
You're not Kendrick.
Yo,
you can't just hide away for a couple years, come back and drop an album or something.
Right. So who would you say is kind of like your? You said you did have like a brother, like a twin brother, you know, that also performs and creates songs.
Yeah, he's my twin.
Yeah.
We're fraternal though.
Oh. Okay.
So we don't look like people don't even know we're brothers. Or
oh
family.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Shit, so I honestly thought he was like your twin twin, and I was like, fuck.
Oh, no,
what if I'm following the twin and not his actual Instagram? I was like, oh shit, that's embarrassing. But who would you say kind of like is your big brother in the music industry, other than your actual brother? Like, kind of like mentor wise, and like kind of like I look up to you and I work with you. For some reason, I feel like
and like
yeah,
like, bro.
For some reason, I feel like Nance, bro. Like. If I listen to his music, I listen to your music, I'm like, bro, it's like Nance is the big brother. We got the little brother right here, you know, up and coming. You know, that's what I look at it
yeah.
as, you know.
I mean, low-key, I don't have any big brothers in like, the local scene or any scene. So it's been, like, just me just, like, pushing.
That's
but cool. Nance, for sure, has been helpful. And
you guys put some things together, correct?
Yeah. We have a song together. I don't know if I can. I don't know if he wants me to. It's like his song, so like I don't know if that just
fuck! I feel like a snitch now, bro. Fuck, Nance, you kind of snitched.
But definitely. He's definitely been helpful in like helping guys. He's a nice guy. He's genuine and he's
He is. He is. We've had him on the podcast once, right? Just once. Yeah, but he is one of the most genuine artists in the area that I've met before.
For sure.
One of them. You know how I said last time I won one of his giveaways. Right above me is the shirt that I got from the giveaway.
Your shirt is open next to
me. Oh yeah. His shirt is coming up
right
too. Hey. But where do you record, bro? Do you have like a certain studio or do you record at home? What's up with that?
I record wherever I'm living, like at the time, and so I'll bring my mic, which is a blue, what is it, a blue baby bottle mic.
The brand?
Yeah, the brand is blue, it's called a baby bottle. And
oh,
so, like,
okay.
I.
Oh, that's where that came from.
I
thought he was holding
shit.
Like a bottle or something.
That could be, like, some connection you just made.
Oh no!
That could work, but nah. Like so, it's a pretty good mic. It's and then I put a pop filter in front of it. Got it on mic stand, and that's it. Like
that's it.
Do
you have any acoustic foam?
No acoustic foam.
That's pretty good.
It's like your songs sound like really nice.
First, you know what I'm saying. So you gotta tell me where you gotta explain. Where did this
Young
design
Cack,
come from?
Young Cack. The design came from my friend Lucas Harmon, who goes by Flyboy. He's such a cool artist.
Mm-hmm.
He does like the wackiest things. And he, I met him in Savannah, Georgia when I was. I'm sure y'all know about SCAD, right?
No.
He went to art school, right? For high school.
Yeah.
He's probably like, it's Savannah College of Art and Design.
Yeah,
it's like an art school, but I was there for like my freshman year for like a quarter, so I met him there. And he's from North Carolina too, so he's local.
Okay.
But I met him there. He's a dope dude. He loves hip hop. He's talented, and I wanted to get him, you know, to help me with the branding of Young Cat.
Wait, so you were there for a quarter? What
yeah.
happened?
It was running my pockets. Like, it's
oh,
expensive.
Yeah.
And I got scholarships. I got good scholarships, but it's that kind of school where it's so expensive that it's, even with a good scholarship, it's like crazy. So, and then I was like, honestly, I was like, do I want to do, it was like, I was going for advertising.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, do I do advertising? Like, or do I want music? I was like, not going to waste my life right now. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to go chase my dreams. And so that's what happened. I went to Wake Tech for
another quarter
semester. And then transferred to State. Yeah.
Damn, holy shit, that's good though.
The work and it's turning out right.
Yeah.
It's on its way.
Bro, that is fucking lucky as hell, bro. It's just kind of like, you know, bouncing around the shit.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It's like hard work and things fall in line.
Yeah,
it's like just
staying
motivated. Like,
yeah, that's what it's about, man. I totally believe in that, especially like the law of attraction and stuff. So
that's so real.
It is real.
You going after what you feel like is meant for you is like, eventually it's gonna happen. You're just gonna be patient with it. And like, as long as you're like positive about it and just working towards that dream, bro, it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
So kind of not a weird question, but kind of like a music type question. What's the wildest thing you think you would do to promote, like, you know, an album, a single?
Oh, okay.
What's the
wildest
thing you would do?
I still might do this, but
also,
I don't know.
You have some ideas.
Yeah, hell yeah. I was literally going to do this for, like, the announcement, but this isn't even that wild, but, like, this is kind of wild, but I was going to get a lip tap. Of a Young Cat.
Oh shit.
Just like,
wait, a permanent one?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Young Cat?
Yeah.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
Oh,
I was
going to
put like the album cover or something.
I like,
oh,
still might do it. Like, I still might do it. Because, like, why not? Like,
do you have any tattoos?
No tattoos.
That would have been the first
be
one.
Your first tattoo?
Yeah, that would be my first
tattoo. I know this is going to hurt, though. For sure.
Maybe.
I feel like it would.
Your mouth is sensitive, man. It's like,
yeah, but like, apparently, like, people are like, I've also got stitches in my lip before.
Oh, okay.
So, you're probably going to be used to it.
Like,
I'm
like, fuck it.
Yeah. Hey, man. Hey, if you want to do it, go ahead.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
That's a good guy's idea, though.
Yeah.
Shit. And that would be a good idea for an album cover.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Just flip it down whenever. Like, oh.
That's me.
Yeah,
check the
EP out.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, what else? What's another wild thing that you would do to promote content that you create?
That might be it. I mean, I'm not, like, I know DaBaby was at South by Southwest one year in a diaper.
Oh, yeah.
Straight up in a diaper.
Yeah.
Like,
that's awesome.
I respect him so much, but yeah, like, I don't know. I don't think I'd be, like, doing some shit where I'm, like, really embarrassing myself or, like, pushing it on people, like, listen to this shit. Like,
you seem like you're, like, desperate.
Yeah, that's funny, bro.
Talking about the, since we're finally bringing up Young Cat, you want to talk about, you know, the project recently released?
Yeah. So Young Cat is a 6-song EP.
Fire,
bro. He said fire. F-I-R-E.
So while I was still in my sophomore year of college, I did this song Explosive as a single, and then I did Work For It as a single, and I was like, let me just drop a tape. Just because it's been a minute, and I like projects. Like, I like putting out projects. Like,
yeah.
I love singles, but projects just feel so, like, don't you like as a listener getting a project?
Yeah.
Because, like, if you get a single, you tend to play it over and over again, and you get tired of quick.
Yeah.
But when you get, like, a collection of them, you can just run through it, and you don't get tired of it. So, yeah, I totally agree on that.
So, yeah, and then, like, the intro came together, like, I have that video on my Instagram. That was a one take. Like, the intro was just kind of for fun, and, like, I really do like music like that. Like,
yeah,
I like
some
like, X-type shit, and, like,
And,
like, I've never gotten in that bag or, like, streamed it. So I just wanted to do it just for the fun of it. And it was dope. And, like, and then I have a track called Rambo where I do more, like, melodic. I start, like, I've never used autotune and being melodic because I can't sing that well. You know, I'm still practicing on my voice.
Yeah.
to sing, but I want to sing. I love listening to, like, songs where, like, more R&B, like, Bryson Tiller, Black, and, like, SZA. Oh. Like, just, I like that shit, and I want to be able to do it, too. I want to explore, like, my realm, you know?
Yeah.
So I mean, that's what that is, really. Yeah.
I mean, and that's what happens to a lot of artists, is that they start, in a certain genre or a certain way of, singing. Because, or rapping, and then they end up in a whole different area, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Bad Bunny. He used to, when he first started, he was like,
I love Bad Bunny.
Fuck yeah, bro. But yeah, it's like, back in the day, earlier in the day, he'd be like, he'd be kind of like considered a tough rapper or artist. Now he's kind of like a soft cheese, releasing a lot of, love content,
mm-hmm.
love music, and, sad music. So
Mia,
that was good,
bro.
It was good, yeah,
like
right. And he had never released something like that as well. It's like he's getting into that soft voice kind of type. He's usually trying to flex up with his deep voice back in the day. But kind of a question, that everybody has a different answer to, so there's not a wrong answer. So when do you think people should, how much time do you think it takes before an artist should start releasing another tape or another album or another EP?
Good question.
Because, like, a lot of artists, they disappear for, like, a year or a year and a half, and then they release something, and then, they're hot again. So what's kind of, like, the time, Mr. Will, do you think that's perfect?
Okay. For the year thing, that's, like, that should be for people who are, like, pretty much... Everyone already knows, or they have like a strong fan base, they can do that.
Mm-hmm.
For local, I would say.
You can't really do that.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't recommend that. Like,
no.
You could, maybe. That's not my approach. I'm more like. Recently, like, three projects within the span of a year.
Oof.
So, and I mean, it's not hard. Like, when you make music, it's. It's like not hard if you get in a space with the right people, it's like it's natural. Like it just comes organically. You can make a song. Like there you go. So
that the last track that you have off of Young Pack.
So what?
Yeah, because it sounds like all the other ones are like they're really like they get their bars. Like, they got
mm-hmm.
bars. But that last one, I feel like you were probably, like, in a different space when
totally,
you were writing that.
Totally.
Because that felt, like, when I listened to it, like, probably, like, three times back to back. I was like, what the fuck is he saying? Like, it sounded deep as fuck. It sounded like you were going through some shit in that song.
Damn.
I wrote that at night, yeah. And
it was night.
I was, like, 2 a.m., and I was, like, I was, I don't know, like, I was in a certain space. And, I, like, was in bed, and I just, like, got up. Put on my headphones and just started humming it and like just.
You wrote that in one night?
I think I did the hook that night. Woke up and then was like, do I still like this hook?
Yeah.
Because I was in a different headspace or whatever. And like, I was like, do I still like this? I was like, yeah, I like this. And then I worked on it, like the verses the next day. And then. My brother Cam, who like I always show him my music, and he was like, "Let's slow down." He's like, "Slow down the hook." So I just slowed it down because it was at first it was like
too fast.
Yeah, it was faster, so it sounds good spaced out.
Right. Yeah.
And I love that. No, I love that track. That's one of my favorites for sure.
I feel like these like artists tend to have a more like an attraction to those tracks too. Where they like the tracks that most of like the fan base or the public tend to gravitate to. The artist tends to gravitate to the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like I see that a lot.
Yeah, a lot of your time, definitely a lot.
So, bro, how's the scene for collabing with artists outside of the state? Like, how's that scene coming?
Outside of the state, I've definitely been in touch with people about that, but so far that's not what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm really just honing in on myself and, like, my little group and just trying to build up each other. But I'm excited to do that.
Local, work with other people.
Dude, you said you were out at South by Southwest recently. Well, when was that?
That was in April. Yeah.
I used to call it SXSW.
Because I didn't know what it was, letter by letter.
But I saw a picture that you posted. It was you and you actually ran into CeeLo Green at the airport or something. How was that? You just like happened.
Bro, CeeLo was like, so it was like we were in TSA and they're like, yo, that's CeeLo Green. Someone said that. I was like, they're just making fun of some guy who looks like CeeLo Green. That's so sad. Like, that's mean. Like, don't do this guy like that. Cause I wasn't looking. I didn't see. But then I was like, oh, yeah, that's CeeLo Green. And so then we were just like, fuck it, like, we just went up to him, just took pictures, just cause like,
dude,
CeeLo, like, I feel bad, cause he clearly, like, wasn't having it, like,
Wait, y'all were making fun of him? No, we weren't making fun of him,
I thought people were joking, like, there wasn't CeeLo Green, there was a dude who looked like CeeLo Green, they were just fucking around, like, oh, it's CeeLo Green, like,
how much you want to bet it's gonna happen to Hector? Be like, oh shit, there's Logic. Let's take a picture of fucking Logic, bro. Shit.
That's like an ongoing joke.
Yeah, bro.
He always says
it's like when his hair is shorter, Hector looks like Logic, bro. That should be funny as shit, bro.
Yeah, like, he was, I wasn't trying to talk to him. I was just like, let's get a picture. Like, that's dope.
Yeah.
He's, I don't know if y'all know how important CeeLo Green is to hip hop. Like, you gotta go. That's way back. That's like,
back in the day, right?
That's like some Dungeon Family, like, he like helped, you know, Outkast, you know, Outkast.
Yeah.
I was like, he's dope, but I just got a picture of him, he's like, cool.
Yeah.
Bro, I love that.
He just like walked away, he's trying to like stay on the outsides of the airport in the wall. I'm like, damn, like, because like, it's just fame and he's like so old, so it's like, it's gotten to him where it's just like annoying.
It's just annoying.
You know, like, I feel bad. So.
I don't want to add on to that.
Yeah, it's tough. So that was that.
Usually to start wrapping it up. Y'all want to wrap it up?
I was gonna ask actually. You have any like sneak peeks as to like future stuff you might have going on, like maybe events or?
I've got a show coming up later in July.
Okay.
And then a performance in August.
Okay.
So yeah.
So what's the plug? Where can the people find you?
They can find me on Apple Music, Spotify, Instagram, SoundCloud, YouTube, as Zach Kokas, C-O-K-A-S. That's all you need. That's all you need to find me.
Okay.
All right.
Follow me on Instagram.
Yeah.
Check out
Young
most active. Young Cat, yeah. Check out Young Cat. Give that a listen.
Yeah. Hell yeah. But, so usually what we like the guests to leave to the Pioneer Nation, we like them to leave, like, you know, a statement, question, a thought, anything. What do you want to leave the Pioneer Nation?
A question or a thought? I'll say, it would probably be like, do you love what you're doing? And if you don't, maybe think about that. I don't know, like, think about what you could do that make you happier.
Yeah, I fuck with that. Yeah, bro, thank you once again for, you know, coming out and fucking with the Bull City Pioneer podcast, bro. You know how I said, please leave feedback. Love you, reading you guys' feedback. How I said, thank you to Zach Kokas. This man is fucking fire, and so is his music. So please check him out. How I said, you can find us at Bull City Pioneers podcast. Well, Bull City Pioneers are everywhere, YouTube, SoundCloud, Anchor,
and
Instagram.
Now Station Head.
Station Head. We're currently ambassadors for them. But how I said, you guys, thank you for tuning in once again to the Bull City Pioneers podcast. I'm Luis.
I'm Hector.
I'm Zach Kokas.
We'll see you next time.
Peace.
Peace out.
That's all right.